You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, March 28, 2018, week 241. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. It's time for some Weeviewed Reviewed. Mike?
All right. I've seen a couple things this week. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I'm on my Marvel rewatch. That's where I'm up to.
Man, we're getting close.
I'm close. There's only a couple more. Well, I'm going to rewatch Black Panther. That's like, I'm kind of... Yeah, like, I was like looking at other people doing the rewatch online, but like, then they like leave out Black Panther. I'm like, I know we already saw it back when it came out, but like, I was gonna watch it again. And a lot of people's rewatch, they're like, no, ends at Thor. And I'm like, why? I don't get that.
What's the release date for Black Panther?
Like
home video release date?
Oh, I don't think it's coming out before event. I mean, it's gonna be in theaters for a while until it stops
making money. Well, this week is the first week it wasn't number one.
Huh? But I think some people will do what I'm doing, which is like watch it like the week before, or like watch it right before Avengers. I don't know, maybe not, but I think it's gonna be out. Like, it usually takes about, like, Justice League just came out
a few months ago.
No, on digital release, so that was November to now. That's like, what, 4 months? It's gonna be at least 4 months past February.
Mm-hmm.
And that's June.
Yeah,
so like, that's still a while. So I think we got a little while to go for that. It'll probably come out right before, like, Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out, or something like that.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be my guess.
There's a lot of movies on iTunes.
That is true.
My only beef with it is, like, I don't like how it's not 4K on, like, the Marvel movies and
Star
Wars.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Pisses me off.
That is dumb.
But then you could always just buy it on, like, Udo. But then even that doesn't play on Apple TV 4K.
Really?
It drives me crazy. Anyways.
Yeah, that's awful. Anyways, I'm on, Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie from last year. Very enjoyable. Kurt Russell's pretty good in it. A lot of music. Music is great. I like the music more and more as I listen to it in the movie. Kind of an interesting movie, because, like, you don't really know what's happening in the movie until, like, the end. Like, it's like a weird, because it's weirdly struck, because it's just like, it's basically just a bunch of moments that happen. I kind of feel like it's a movie where, oh, this happens, then that happens, then this happens, then that happens, which is fine, because I like all the characters and everything that happens.
It, like, I feel like it tied up a lot of loose ends, like any questions you had.
Yeah.
From the first movie.
Because it's going into all the, like, you get a lot of character background stuff, which is really cool, and I like it a lot.
Like, even for Yondu, you find out all this stuff.
Yeah. It's, like, really important to Yondu, because Yondu's kind of like, oh, he's, like, the bad guy in the first one, and, like...
Yeah, and this one, he gets his redemption, almost.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And you kind of get, like... Drax is kind of, like, a different character, almost, because he's,
He's more, like, funnier.
Yeah, he's funnier and more, like... But then you also get the dark, deep moments with him, still. And then, like, Groot's a totally different character, because he's just, like... He's like a jerk the whole time, kind of.
It's Groot's son.
Yeah, because it's not Groot, technically. Because Groot's dead.
Yeah, it's weird.
Which I was like, oh, I didn't know that for sure. I think I heard James Gunn say that, like...
He just said it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and I was
and
like...
And people were, like, going ballistic.
Well, because I was confused, because I thought it was Groot.
Yeah.
And he just didn't have the memories. But he's like, no, Groot's dead.
Groot's dead.
That Groot's
son.
Dead. I'm like, whoa. I didn't know that.
I'm like, that's a weird...
It's a weird nugget. I don't know why that's... The way he sprinkles information sometimes, it's just...
I'm like, is this relevant, or is this just, like, what you want?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is it really that?
Are we going to learn that in the story? Because I don't think
we will. Is that important to the story at all?
Probably not.
Or is it just how you feel?
I think it's how he feels. Because, I think it, like, when that... He probably just means, like, when that Groot gets the same size as the other Groot...
It'll be a different Groot.
The personality will not be anything like that Groot. That's just my guess.
Yeah.
Because his experiences will be completely different, I assume. Anyways, yeah, very, very enjoyable movie. And I think it's got, like, the best end credits, because it's got, like, five of them.
Yeah.
So that's always cool, too. So, great movie. I enjoyed, like, I'm at the heart of, like, all these movies are good, like, really good now.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, this, then Spider-Man, then Thor, then Black Panther. That's a good four movie. Like, this is a good, like, five movie, because what was it? Oh, it was Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is a stinker.
That's in between, like, I think they're at their height of making movies right now, Marvel is.
Yeah.
And then I saw The Director and the Jedi, which is the Last Jedi extra documentary thing.
Yeah.
I think it's like, how long is it?
Is
like
this the one? Okay, so I was pissed off a little bit. This annoyed me. On Instagram, I got served an ad, I think. Maybe it was Mark Hamill posted it, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was this video of him, like his last day on the Millennium Falcon, and he talks about it.
Yeah.
Is that in this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I bought The Last Jedi on iTunes, looking through the extras, and I thought it would be like
I thought
it would be called like something like Mark Hamill's Last Day on the Millennium Falcon. No. I didn't know it was in this one.
There were a lot of clips that, like, I think they showed the first 11 minutes of this online, and then they had different clips from it, but it was all included in one big documentary.
And you can also watch the movie without any dialogue and just a score.
Really?
That's an extra feature.
That's crazy. How does that work?
It's just music. It's interesting. It's just John Williams
moving
score.
Their mouth, but like,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's like an artsy.
I've never heard of something like that, but that's pretty interesting. Yeah. So yeah, the documentary. It's like mostly following Rian Johnson, like making the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting. Like you get to see behind the scenes stuff. Like they had all the sets. Like they made so many sets for the movie.
Yeah.
And it's just all the craziness and. It's like interesting to see like Mark Hamill's reaction to it because he's like the whole time he's like, this is like, I would not do it this way. Like it pretty much, he seems like kind of pissed that that's the direction it's going. But like it doesn't show up in his acting. Like I think he kills it in the way Rian Johnson wanted to do it. But it's just like interesting to see. He's like, well, this is not the way I think Luke Skywalker would go. And it's just,
it isn't, but it is. Okay, because we all had the image of Luke at the Jedi Temple when we were younger. I assume this is a normal thing. Like,
Everyone thought the same
way. Everyone thought this, right? That Luke Skywalker would have that Jedi Temple and he would be there as like eventually reaching like the Yoda level.
And having all Padawans.
So many Padawans and
everything.
But in the new trilogy, as we know it, it's like his first Padawan is Ben Solo.
Yeah. And he had other ones.
And he had other ones. And they all either are dead or turned.
Knights of Ren. Yeah. They're all either bad or dead.
So it's like, then it makes sense that he's the way he is.
Yeah. Especially like, because you kind of, not that you feel bad, but J.J. Abrams put Rian Johnson in, or, like, not Rian Johnson specifically, because they didn't know who would do the next one, but he put whoever the director was going to be in a situation with so many cliffhangers at the end of Force Awakens that's like, oh, now I gotta think up
like
what
I can do.
Like, I don't either know what you were thinking or I don't care what you were thinking, because you left me with the cliffhanger where you're handing Luke Skywalker's getting handed a lightsaber. Like, there's never been a Star Wars movie that's ended in a way like that where you're like, oh, there's no time jump, you have to get me right back into this moment.
I need to know what happens next.
Exactly.
And I have to unfortunately wait 2 years.
Yeah, so all the hype is building, but it's also story wise as a writer, you have to be like, oh, I have to come up with why Luke is on this island. Like, and to Rian Johnson, it's like, he's on this island, if he could get off he would, he doesn't want to get off.
So like, he didn't want to be found.
When you think about it now after seeing the movie, you're like, oh duh. But like, I don't know what other people's thought process going into the movie where they're like, oh, he's gonna be willing to help. It's like, why do you think he was on that island then?
Yeah, you think he's unable to help?
Yeah, do you think he was like, I can't get off this island?
Yeah.
Like, I'm stuck here. Save me.
So it's...
Yeah, so it's like, it's interesting to look at.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet where I should watch Force Awakens and Last Jedi, like, literally back to back.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet either.
And I think it would reveal a lot.
Yeah. I think it'd feel totally different.
Yeah.
Because I think those movies feel totally different.
Yeah.
When you're watching them.
But I think as a whole, it will make more sense.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Because it kind of is like a back-to-back, because it's the story continues exactly into it. It's like a Rogue One Star Wars where they feel completely different. Probably, I've never done that yet either. But it'll feel completely different, but it like fits in together. But yeah, this documentary was pretty good. Pretty good. I liked it. It was cool seeing like Mark Hamill react to Yoda and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was like him with Frank Oz and he's getting all emotional and stuff.
I'm sure. It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Because the clip I saw, it was like, yeah, like I it's so hard for me to believe that like it became so culturally relevant that we were able to do this like so many years later.
Exactly.
And I was thinking, I was like, you know, that is crazy. Like, it's as if it's the equivalent of getting the Beatles back together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be like, hey, let's just work on one more album. Like, and they didn't even do that.
Yeah.
When they had the chance, like they didn't do that.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Yeah. It's just a thing where you're like,
granted, they didn't have as tumultuous a relationship as the Beatles.
Yeah. But
to our knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, we don't know. But, yeah, it's just like a thing, and it fits in, like, you think it'd be like 40 years later, oh, it feels weird and it's different, but, like, it just feels so naturally that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy that you bring everyone, like, bring back all those characters, and you're like, oh, this feels like this could be in this universe. This is the way it could be. So it was very, very cool watching. And yeah, just like you see how excited Rian Johnson is about Star Wars. And like it makes sense he would want to do his own trilogy and own thing. Because he's just like...
And he said like all the backlash isn't going to affect...
Yeah.
His trilogy, which I'm glad to hear.
Which is always good to hear. Because you're like, yeah, just have your vision. And plus...
When it's a good vision, that's a thing.
Plus it's almost like I think he almost got the hard part out of the way doing a movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he can be like, well, my new trilogy like...
It's about those kids.
I mean, people will get... I mean, people obviously get mad at Star Wars, but, like, it's going to be so separate from things.
Did you hear about, like, the novelization came out, and there was, like, Luke has a vision?
Oh, really?
It starts out with Luke having this vision of him, if he never joined the Rebel Alliance, and he's still on Tatooine, married with a kid.
Oh, really?
Like, on the farm.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, man, I would have loved to see that in the movie.
That's been crazy.
Yeah. And it's like,
yeah, he's like, force, was my life it's better the force because of this?
Messing with his brain because he's trying to reject the force. That's like that's how they explain this vision happening.
Interesting.
And I was like, man.
I would like to see that too.
Yeah. Like,
I just want like all of Luke's in between years. Like, how much is he like broken down by all this stuff? Yeah. This aftermath of like.
Everything. I still stand by it. That was exactly how I want Luke to be.
I totally agree with it. I agree with the way it went because I think that's
how that's what happens when you try to kill Hitler.
Yeah, I think you go.
Nuts. I think that's why. Maybe time travel does exist. No one's gone back to kill Hitler because we're not sure they can handle killing a baby.
Yeah,
maybe and we don't want to send someone who is ready to handle a baby.
Yeah,
handle killing a baby back in time.
True, could be it.
Because what if they go on a baby killing spree and all these people are they're worse than Hitler?
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I recommend this documentary. Pretty good.
Yeah. Let's talk about TV.
Yes.
Was that me?
I
think I've finished it. I don't know if you started it.
I didn't get that far, though. I don't know if I wrote that. I may have wrote that.
I think I wrote it.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get that far, so I
finished Wild Wild Country.
I
think last week I didn't finish it.
Okay,
had two episodes left.
I got like I started like 20 minutes. So
okay, crazy.
I didn't get that far.
I loved it. Every episode's crazier and crazier. It's unbelievable how crazy it gets.
That's nuts.
So,
yeah, I definitely never heard of this story before.
Yeah, the craziest thing is like there's like. It's not really a spoiler, but like they put up a flagpole and they have like a plaque on it.
Yeah.
And it says like to commemorate the invasion of the.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Of the Rajneeshi.
Mm hmm.
And I'm like, wow. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. Cause a little bit of it feels a little racist.
Yeah.
Cause like, I think she says it in the first 20 minutes where it's like, what we did was no different than like what they are doing in Salt Lake City, the Mormons are doing in Salt Lake City, or what happens in the South. And I'm like, it isn't until it gets too far. But it starts out in like a nearly honest place.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of screwed up. I don't know. It's, I feel conflicted because a little bit of it felt racist against Indian people.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Enough where I'm like, I want to go there and poke around,
mm-hmm.
but I don't. Because they're like, this guy looks like the guy. Like, it's a second coming.
And now that, like, it's big now, like, this doc, it's pretty big on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's...
Like, everyone I know is talking about it.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, no. Like, I bet you.
Like, people are this gonna is going to be worse for me than 9/11.
It could be. It could be.
But I have a great Halloween costume for next year, so...
You're all set up.
Yeah, so...
I'm that dude!
Give and take.
I run. And then you get a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Like, you follow me around, this is my costume.
It did give me the idea to start a cult, so... Well, I had that idea, like, a few weeks before, and now I see this, and I'm like, definitely need to start a cult.
Yeah.
Get that cult money, man.
Cults are big, man.
He had over, like, 100 Rolls Royces.
Yeah.
You can't get. Crazy. You had $1 million watch in the '70s.
Crazy, like, it's pretty nuts.
That people gave to him. People would give him Rolls Royces.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give people. People won't give me anything.
You know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and I. They don't even. He's like, yeah, I took a vow of silence, so I'm not talking to you guys. And you're like, that's easy.
It's like, wow.
You're like, I'm just too lazy to give a speech every day. So vow of silence.
There you go. That's one way to do it.
Yeah. Great documentary series, though. I think they're like 40-minute episodes, right?
Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Yeah. So, it rekindled the flame of cults in my heart.
Mm.
Where now I'm just like, all about cults.
Yeah. Like, I finished that, it's not a documentary, but that Waco series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was really weird because it didn't put the cult in like a bad light. It was very strange.
But that one was bad because it was like child brides and stuff.
I know, but like they're more mad about the FBI.
Yeah, because they burnt down the
I understand
building.
It's bad what they did, and they were like saying, and then the end of it was like, oh, and
no this, one this, got fired.
Well, they're like the whole time was like, oh, and this happens all the time. Like, oh, like there was a situation. And then a fire started and everyone died. And apparently they do, this is their like
their cover up.
Their mechanism. Cover up is to like, all these fires always start.
Well, that's like, did you hear about the shooting in Sacramento?
Where, like, what about it?
It's like the cop shot that black kid with a cell phone.
Yeah, in his backyard.
20 times. And yeah. Apparently they
muted
their...
Well, that's the rule. The rule is they empty their clip, right? Isn't that like their protocol?
Is that?
I think that's their protocol is to empty the clip.
Well,
which is why everyone it's
no,
always
it's not that no
I think it is though
that doesn't make sense because it was way more cop like there's no way you can add up 20 bullets in like unless it's two cops but they yeah. Said there was like eight cops.
Damn. Yeah, I didn't read that too deeply on it, but like I don't know how a guy in his own backyard.
Well, because apparently the front door lock doesn't work, so he has to hop his grandma's fence.
Oh, so they saw him hopping a fence, and that's
I don't know.
This still seems crazy.
And he had an iPhone in his hand, and they yeah. Shot him a bunch of times. But I forgot what I was going. Oh, they muted their body cams after,
of course.
So it's like, what are they saying? They're like, oh shit, he didn't have a gun. Maybe we could have him lie and say we were wearing body cameras. Everyone, mute your cameras.
Yeah, like, I'm sure it's like.
Something weird like that?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's even part of protocol where they're like,
you turn it off.
There's a black guy. Mute our cameras.
Like, I think it might be. Like, we got to find a way to cover this up somehow.
Like, hey, you see this guy? Mute.
Yeah, it's like, rah, run away. Well, when did they go off? Like, after it already happened, though, right? Or...
Yeah, apparently after it already happened.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, and then I watched all of Jessica Jones.
Oh, you finished it.
Yeah, it was
Yeah. But you kind of like it's like but it's not as bad as Iron Fist and Defenders, yeah, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's like the same type of thing. It's weird because there were like no one was like really a villain. It was kind of like
Trish was like her own worst villain.
Yeah, I was like I was most so annoyed by her character the whole time. I didn't like the problem is I like Jessica Jones, but I think every other storyline I was like meh.
Yeah,
I was like meh.
Well, I like the guy, the heroin addict from the first season.
Yeah.
I but like then, like, towards the
well,
end,
I don't
though,
really
like
care
him.
About, like, Trinity, like, Carrie Ann Moss's character. I don't know. It's yeah. A weird down spiral subplot thing.
Yeah, because I'm like, wow, they're really playing up the lesbian
yeah.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird subplot. That with the homeless lady
yeah.
Was a weird subplot.
Yeah.
The Chinese guy was a weird subplot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there's just some weird plots going around.
I was like, yeah, you're just going to shoot at
yeah,
me?
That was the most shocking to me. I'm like, okay, so, like, that's your plan? It's like, he must have been in love with the dude that got killed or something. There's some other subplot to yeah. that subplot. Because, like, I don't know. If you had a colleague, and then he gets killed because you sent him there or whatever, would you, like, go try to shoot that person? I don't know.
The killer?
It seems
probably.
If a colleague you sent somewhere got killed.
Like, if I was like, hey, Mike, I need you to record remotely, and then you got killed on the way.
I wouldn't expect you to go sniping somebody.
If I had the ability, though, you're like, oh, Drew.
I guess if he has the ability.
Like, because we have to assume he didn't just, like, go out and buy that gun. Like, we assume that.
Oh, I assume, yeah, I assume like, he's skilled. Maybe he's a military set. Background. I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah. But, like, yeah.
So you're telling me if you get murdered, you do not want me to avenge your death? You want me to avenge it legally?
I guess when you think about it that way, like, he is the one who sent him to his death, almost not knowing.
Yeah, but that's even weirder. Like, that's not how you deal with that.
Yeah. Pain. It is a strange, yeah.
That's a weird way to deal with the pain.
It is kind of strange. Like, it just
well, because in the moment watching it's Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
So then he's like, oh, she's covering for her. It was so weird. That was a weird. That, and then, like, the fact that her mom looked like, they did, like, plastic surgery on her to make her, like, so she looked different. So, like,
yeah.
Jessica Jones doesn't even know who she is.
It was just, yeah, like, I think they had strange. To do that because they're like, oh, we don't want to use the same actress we used in that flashback or whatever the heck. Because in the yeah. first season, they have a flashback.
Of her mom.
So, like, people are going to be like, they look different. It's like, yeah. Well, plastic surgery. I'm like, okay.
I was disappointed by it. Not yeah. gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wish it was better.
Like, that weird inhaler thing. But it was cool at the end when she, like, is dropping her phone. And then, like, catches it with her foot.
Yeah, that was cool.
I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, okay. Whole plot's to get her powers, that's cool.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's, like, the whole season was. That's the whole point of the season was just to get her powers.
I think that's what it was. Like, oh, she's got to be Hellcat.
It takes
all this stuff to get there.
Does the... And then it was weird, like, the whole thing with her... With the super... Like the
oh yeah,
the guy who lived upstairs or whatever. Yeah. That was weird because I was like, okay, like, let's be real, my guy. Like, he was like, oh, you're moving too fast, and I was like, okay, guy. Like,
yeah, there's just a lot of weird stuff that was happening. I'm like, and then I think back to season one. I'm like, oh, we got Kilgrave. Ooh, Luke Cage was in this.
It was cool to see like, Kilgrave again.
I enjoyed seeing him. Come back. I'm like, oh, yay, Kilgrave's here. I remembered he shot something.
And that was the other weird thing, is when she, was it like she got arrested, and then the cops let her go, and the guy's like, I'm, like, I remember what you did, or I remember, like,
oh, Kilgrave, like, I was in that.
I was there, when I was like, froze everybody. I was like, you're telling me, like, all these other cops don't remember that?
Well, they're at a different precinct, and he was transferred to that precinct.
I feel like that would be major news, though.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
If they transferred you for your job, and you're like, why am I being transferred? And you're like, well, this guy came, and all these people tried to, like, kill themselves and each other.
Well, I think she does get a pretty, like, long leash as far as, like, she does some crimes here and there.
With that one cop, though.
The one cop, yeah. True. But, like, he's probably got some strings. He's pulling strings and stuff. But, yeah, I don't know why nobody, like...
you would think that they would treat her like royalty.
Yeah, they should treat her even better.
Because he was saying that he had nightmares afterwards, and they didn't end until she killed the guy.
Exactly. It's like, there's got to be other people that feel that way.
Yeah.
But they don't...
And they, like, treat her like shit.
Yeah, they treat her pretty badly.
So. Yeah.
I saw the first episode of Krypton.
Is it out already? That's it?
Yeah, just came out.
Hmm.
Just came out on Sci-Fi, and it actually, like, looks like the visuals of it are pretty good, which I saw from the trailer. They look pretty good, but yeah, like, it looks decent for, like, the special effects, but, like, still a show without Superman. They talk about Superman, and, like,
they're like, man, I really hope I have a grandson one day.
Well, they're like, there's a guy that comes from the future, and he's like, your grandson is Superman. Like, you need to fight Brainiac, who's coming from the future also, or something. It's weird.
I think you're not, like, you're whatever the opposite of selling me is.
I'm not trying to sell it. I'm just trying to tell you what
sounds even worse than I thought.
Yeah, it's like, everything looks cool. That's my coolest part. Everything looks cool. But like, I don't know. It's just there's no powers. They're just Kryptonians. I'm like, I don't understand Kryptonians. Like, Kryptonians aren't that exciting to me either. They're just all like, it's just a weird society. I'm like, wow, this is just like, this isn't cool. Hmm. But yeah, so I don't know if I'm going to keep watching.
Really?
So I just wanted to check out the...
That bad?
The pilot. I mean, it's not that bad. Like, there's worse stuff out there. But it's just like... There's no basis for me to care about. Like, I think this is... I don't know if it's related to the DC... I think it is related to the DCEU. Like, it seems to be the same Krypton from...
From, like Man Crow. Of
Steel. Yeah. Because it's like they have birthing pods and stuff. They're like... I don't think they have real... Like, they have children. And they had this cool thing, though, that they did a DNA compatibility, and they were able to see the whole future of, like, their kid or whatever.
Like, really... oh, no, they die of cancer at 98. Cool. You're like, isn't that good? And like, no, it's like, not for us.
Nope, not Kryptonians. But, yeah, so there's some cool stuff in there. But I don't know, like, what's the balance of, like... Because the conceit of the thing is like, oh, they bring like Superman's cape back from the future. They're like, oh, this cape is dissolving. Like, once it's gone, we're out of time or whatever. I'm like, that's a lame
device. Oh, it's like it's the equivalent of like the photograph in Back to the Future.
It's like a plot device where like as the season goes on, I'm sure this cape gets smaller and smaller. And they're like, oh, we saved everybody from Brainiac. So, I don't know. It just seems like a weird idea for a show. And I don't know. I'll see if I check it out anymore. Not looking promising.
Did you watch Atlanta this week?
I did watch Atlanta. The German one?
The German episode.
I was like, you know, Zazie Beetz is like from Germany? Like, she's part German?
Makes sense now.
She speaks German. Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised I heard German. It was very impressive.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
I was like, oh, it's another thing we have in common. Oh. yeah. I was surprised that this episode started with fellatio. Well, is it not? Is it considered fellatio? He was eating her out.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's Atlanta.
FX, man.
Got the movies.
FX, like they'll do things to you. You're like, oh, this is like cable, but like FX is like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, do they cuss on the show? Like, I don't even notice now because I'm like, I feel like they might, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
So they even do it on like AMC now and stuff. Whatever.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I liked it a lot though.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
It's really good this year.
Yeah.
But did you caught up? You watched them all, or
yeah?
Just okay. Yeah, because it's a show you don't. I don't think there's really an order to watch it in. I think it's all like standalone ish, right?
Well, kind of, but then like this one, we find out like. That Earn is somewhat successful, and like Paperboy is successful. It was like, we need to see Paperboy's success.
True. I guess that's true.
Which I found out there was a rapper called Paperboy.
Oh, really? Like before this or after?
Yeah, the,
like
the 80s. I found that out.
Oh, today. In the 80s. Okay.
With when I was looking for that 80s song, I told off air,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't record. But
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I found out I was like, Paperboy. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. And then I went to go see the Book of Mormon this week. Very entertaining. I went in completely not knowing anything about it,
mm-hmm.
besides the fact that Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Yes.
Didn't know anything about the plot.
Mm-hmm.
Knew it was honest to the Mormons,
mm-hmm.
somewhat.
Yeah.
Like, all the Mormon stuff they take, it wasn't... Like, it was like the Scientology episode of South Park, where mm-hmm. it was all honest.
Yeah.
And then, and I knew that the Church of Latter-day Saints takes out an ad in the program. Saying mm-hmm. our book is, like, if you like the play, our book is, like, buy the book.
Yeah.
And it's advertising the book format. Mm-hmm. But this one says, our version is slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Just slightly.
And I thought about it. I was like, maybe I should ask. I don't know any Mormons, but I should get, like, a book. I want to read the Book of Mormon. It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
That and then, like, a Scientology book. I don't want to pay for it, though.
How much does it cost?
Usually they make them pay, like, you buy all these books. You have to buy all these books.
Oh, really? There's just one book, no?
Well, it's
more
like
one book?
That one by L. Ron Hubbard, but he just like kept writing books and like was forcing his followers to buy these books.
Oh, yeah.
and he didn't have to pay tax on them because it's all religious materials. Mm-hmm. That's the key. See, I'm so lazy that I need to do like a cult where it's like, oh, you have to buy movies I choose, and yeah. And you have to buy them.
You
me.
Have to be your movies almost.
Yeah, it's like a movie from list you. I pick.
Yeah.
And then it's like, that's my cult. No, you just need to live more like Tom Cruise and Vanilla Sky this week. I don't know what that means.
Either do I.
Or this week, we're all going to live like Forrest Gump.
Which decade? So I feel like he lives in a lot
the
of
one where he goes
a lot of
to
different ways.
Visit Jenny in college.
Okay. All right.
That's my cult.
That's a good one, rather than the one where he's running or the
yeah.
one where he's at
yeah,
war in
later.
Vietnam.
I was like, we just grow a beard, and they're like, why are you running? He's like, one day I just woke up and felt like running. That was the weirdest Forrest Gump.
No, that's pretty good.
So, I went more southern.
I mean, I think it's kind of hard to screw up Forrest Gump, too.
Yeah.
It's really the cadence more than the accent. Jenny.
Anyway. Me and my coworker just kept doing that to each other.
Jenny.
We're like, Jenny. Yeah, so Book of Mormon was phenomenal. Mm. Very much enjoyed it.
How long is the show?
About 2.5 hours.
Okay. Do they do breaks in between?
Yeah, there's an intermission, like 15-minute intermission. So, it was fun.
Cool.
And then I've been playing Kirby Star Alliance or Star Allies.
Is this a new
That's
Kirby
a new
game?
Kirby game. Mm-hmm. That I think
is it very like the classic?
It is very much
yes.
like
Nintendo killing
like
it.
Superstar.
That's
and the
awesome.
Coolest thing is it is four players.
That's even better. Is it the same type of thing where you're or are you different Kirby's?
What do you or, mean?
What? Are you characters? Is, like the All-Star
it's
the same thing.
It is just like All-Stars but better mm-hmm. because they like improve the abilities and some of the characters that didn't have abilities before now have abilities. Like that little potato with the broom
yeah.
has an ability
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So you can like
so everything's an ability instead of like sometimes the characters
sometimes
like, oh,
are some characters like
power.
The head spin like weird clay head spinning ones
mm-hmm.
are still nothing.
Oh, okay.
And then those cat faces that like are gentle until you inhale at them,
mm-hmm.
you can kill those now.
Nice,
which is awesome. Like I think you could before, but it was very difficult.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
And then you can like, but the way you make a friend is you like you can like throw a heart at them. And then it becomes your friend.
Mm.
And there's like three, there's like a red spot, a blue spot, and a green spot on your team.
Yeah.
And then, or you can like eject your ability and throw a heart at that and to make your friend.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Cause then I just have three friends always. And then like there's more stuff that you can do together.
So if you're like playing alone, those are with like,
those are all computers. Controlled by CPU. Yeah.
Got it.
And then, yeah, it's just so much better. It is. But it's like so honest to how it was before.
Yeah, it's like the same with improvements.
Yeah. And it's like,
that's cool. Yeah, because there's like a new Donkey Kong game, isn't there, too? Is that
yeah,
out
that,
yet?
Well, it's a remake of the one that was out before.
Oh, okay.
That they released on
Got
the
it.
Wii U. Mm-hmm. And that one's the same. It's like the same gameplay mechanics.
Yeah.
So it's true to the roots, and you're like, this is what I want to play.
Yeah. Like I'm getting Nintendo, this is what I want.
Yeah, this is what I want. Like, I want to play what I used to play, but upgraded with better graphics.
Yeah. And yeah. It's probably people like us making the game. We're like, oh, I used to play this as a kid. Like, what
and
would
it was
I want
the best game.
What do I want to see?
Yeah.
Like, what would I put in this game if I could add more to this game?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty great. And then there's, like, these cool things where, like, if you're the sword guy, you hold up. And if you have like a fire or ice or wind person or the shocking person, they can like hit your weapon and it like modifies your weapon to be
like
a fire sword or electric sword or snow sword.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
So it's like, there's like a lot more teamwork stuff
you can
do.
Yeah, interactive abilities.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
So like you can, there's like a spider one where you can like create a web and then the person will jump on your web and like jump up and let you launch them. Or the suplex guy. Remember like the beetle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're that, you can press up and you hold the guy and you can like throw your friend and it like does all this damage. And then it's just all this, it's like really cool stuff. The chef is also there. The singer guy is still there.
Are there more characters too?
Yeah. It's like, so it's awesome. And then there's like these different stages. I'm only like 20% into the game, but like I beat King Dedede and Meta Knight and now I can have those people like King Dedede on my team.
Mm.
And Meta Knight on my team. So It's pretty cool how they did it.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So I'm a huge fan of this game so far. Now it's time for our discussion. Time jump an old show to bring it back. What show would you want to do that with?
I think we've had a similar question to this before.
Yeah.
I think it was just maybe just bringing back a show.
Yeah.
But like the one I want to do is Dexter. Because it ended on such a sour note.
Like he's with his son, right?
Should I spoil the end of Dexter? I mean,
he goes like South America with his son.
Basically, the show ends like it's him like in a lot. I think he's in South America. He's somewhere. He's like a lumberjack,
yeah,
pretty much. But he's not with his son. Oh, his son is still like they think he's dead,
but it's not dead.
But he's not dead. He's like just went. It kind of implies he went back to his murdering ways, like alone though. He can't like. He was getting too close to everybody, like having friends and becoming normal and stuff, and like he just went back to being a murderer, I think. I think that's it. But like then you just do it later, and then he confronts his son when he's like older.
Mm-hmm.
And either his son doesn't...
His son has just like a normal weird urges or something.
Yeah, either he's a murderer, or he has like nothing to do with murdering, and then he finds out his dad is a murderer. So you play it either any different ways.
Yeah.
But like, I think you gotta fix that show. Because like it... Such a good show, and it's just like downhill. And I think they could do something good. And a time jump would work perfect for that show. But it's just like asking for that time jump in that show. So that'd be the one I'd want to see. And what's Michael C. Hall doing? What's he up to?
I think he was cured of Hodgkin's disorder.
Yeah, so he's doing good then, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a disease.
Yeah, he had a disease.
That's not good.
Like during the last few seasons, he had a disease. Yeah.
I think I did know something about that.
He had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, if he's up for it,
yeah,
bring back Dexter is what I say.
Mine is Fresh Prince.
Oh, yes.
I've been following Will Smith
for a while on Instagram. Yeah.
And I would want it where his kids are spoiled or something, and he's like,
what?
Yeah,
we got to go to Philly.
Something like that.
I love that. I think he'd be in for... I mean, maybe not, but like...
He's making so much money.
You get him on like a 10-episode Netflix. Maybe he's not the main character, though. Maybe just cameo. I don't know. Is that not enough? Get Carlton. What's Carlton doing?
Yeah, maybe Carlton's I feel like most of them... What if, like, one of that...
I feel like most of them embrace the show now, right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's more and more people embracing their stuff.
There's only one person who doesn't, and I think it's...
Well, Uncle Phil's dead, so that's kind of a bummer.
Who was it? There was one person who didn't embrace... Oh, no, that was... I'm thinking of Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my choice.
Sweet. I'd love to see that.
Next week, since I saw Book of Mormon, I want to know what play would you want to see as a movie? They did it with like Phantom of the Opera,
mm-hmm.
Les Mis. Sometimes they're stinkers. Sometimes they're great. What is the play you'd want to see as a movie? On Netflix today, 50 First Dates, Little Women, Never Back Down 2, The Beatdown, and The Art of War. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies and Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.